Unit 8. Reading. Page 99. Teenagers and social networking. It might actually be good for them. New technologies always provoke generational panic, which usually has more to do with adult fears than with the lives of teenagers. In the 1930s, parents worried that radio was gaining an invincible hold of their children. In the 80s, the great danger was the Sony Walkman. When you look at today's digital activity, the facts are much more positive than you might expect. Indeed, social scientists, who study young people, have found that their digital use can be inventive and even beneficial. This is true, not just in terms of their social lives, but their education too. So, if you use a ton of social media, do you become unable or unwilling to engage in face-to-face contact? Research found that the most avid texters are also the kids most likely to spend time with friends in person. One form of socializing doesn't replace the other. It augments it. Kids still spend time face-to-face. Indeed, as they get older and are given more freedom, they often ease up on social networking. Early on, the web is their third space, but by the late teens, it's replaced in reaction to greater autonomy. As they gain experience with living online, they begin to adjust their behavior, wrestling with new communication skills, as they do in the real world. Parents are wrong to worry that kids don't care about privacy. In fact, they spend hours tweaking Facebook settings or using quick delete sharing tools, such as Snapchat, to minimize their traces. Or they post a photograph on Instagram, have a pleasant conversation with friends, and then delete it so that no traces remain. This is not to say that kids always use good judgment. Like everyone else, they make mistakes, sometimes serious ones. But working out how to behave online is a new social skill. While there's plenty of drama and messiness online, it is not, for most teens, a cycle of non-stop abuse. The worst-case scenarios of bullying are not, thankfully, a daily occurrence for most kids and teens. But surely, all this short-form writing is eroding literacy. Surveys have found that kids use overly casual language and text speak in writing, and don't have as much patience for long, immersive reading and complex arguments. Yet, studies of first-year college papers suggest these anxieties may be partly based on misguided nostalgia.